It is everybody's business if a company is exposed to the crypto mess. I'm David Brancaccio. Federal regulators are reminding publicly traded companies they should reveal any exposure they may have to distressed cryptocurrency companies. The move comes after the bankruptcy of the crypto exchange FTX, which has been in the news, which led to financial trouble at other firms. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, the Securities and Exchange Commission is telling companies that they may have disclosure obligations in the wake of FTX's collapse. They may need to specify any direct or indirect impact. Regulators want to know whether companies face challenges to their business because they are somehow tied with cryptocurrency companies such as FTX, which is, of course, now in bankruptcy court, or whether they have ties with creditors who are now standing in line to try to recover their assets. And it's not just FTX. We saw a smaller firm, BlockFi, file for bankruptcy protection last week. It had a line of credit with FTX. So we're seeing some signs of contagion, David, and the SEC is trying to get a better handle on what's going on.
Publicly traded companies already have to disclose signs of financial trouble to investors. How's this different?
Well, the SEC is getting a lot more specific. It published a sample letter of the types of questions it's looking to get answers to. And the questions are things like, have you experienced excessive withdrawals of crypto assets? How are you preventing self-dealing inside the company? Of course, that's something FTX's previous leadership had been accused of. It's even asking companies to talk about how their business would be impacted by more regulation of cryptocurrency. So very specific questions, David.
Nova, thank you. The head of that crypto exchange that fell apart, wiping out billions of dollars for investors, has now decided he will testify next week at the House Committee on Financial Services. Sam Bankman-Fried's posts on Twitter had originally balked at this, and the committee was talking of subpoena.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take today's economic pulse by hearing more about a new law in California that allows people to seal their criminal records when they've completed their sentences and are out applying for jobs or looking for loans. It takes effect next year. David Harding, a professor of sociology at UC Berkeley, does research into the effects of the criminal justice system on lives and livelihoods. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Help us better understand how this new approach in California regarding criminal records might help people's well-being.
Yeah, well, we often hear the term do the crime, do the time. But for many people who have criminal record convictions, they complete their sentences that they're given by the judge, but still have their criminal records hanging over their head for the rest of their lives. And that really interferes with their ability to find a job, to find housing, to go back to school. And so this change in the law would allow many of them to clear those records so they're not visible to employers and to landlords.
Everything or some infractions?
The new law makes a couple of different changes. One important one is that it expands automatic sealing to arrests for felonies where someone has been arrested but not prosecuted. More importantly, probably, it expands the ability of people with convictions to seal those convictions. So previously, there were a large number of exceptions, particularly more serious and violent crimes. And now the law expands the ability to apply for sealing to a much larger group of people. The main group that's still excluded is people who have to register on the sex offender registry.
And the application process, there's some kind of legal review of those applications?
Yes, those would have to typically go before a judge and be approved by a judge. That is one of the challenges in this, which is that it can be kind of a cumbersome process to get that review and to get approval.
Companies are obligated to perform due diligence before bringing in new people. Is it not reasonable for an employer to want to know more about people with certain kinds of violent backgrounds?
Yeah, we can certainly understand why employers are concerned about who their employees are and what they've done in the past. However, the research shows that after a certain period of time, someone who has a criminal conviction or a criminal record, their chance of committing a new crime is no different than anybody else. After a period of time, that criminal record really does not actually provide the employer with any useful information. And so that's why we need to have a structure here to protect people with criminal records.
It's riveting information from the academic research that, you know, after a period of time, I assume you're talking some years, odds of reoffending become essentially the average, and there isn't really useful information in a criminal record.
Yeah, exactly. It depends on how long someone's record is and what types of crimes they've committed, but we're talking something like 4, 6, 7 years. And that's encoded in the law. For those who have committed or been convicted of felonies, there is a 4-year waiting period before you can apply to have your record sealed.
And society has an interest in this, right? The idea is to find ways so that people can be productive.
Very much so. If we want people who have been involved in the criminal justice system to reintegrate back into our society, our economy, our communities, and be productive members of society, be able to support themselves, to not get back involved in the criminal justice system, we need to give them the opportunities to do that.
David Harding is a professor of sociology at the University of California, Berkeley. We're speaking about California's new law called SB 731. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And amid pressure on energy supplies that followed Russia's war on Ukraine, workers in Germany have now finished building a liquefied natural gas terminal off the port city of Wilhelmshaven. It took just months, not years, as would be expected. With the gas lines broken from Russia, one way to get the fuel to Germany for heating in factories this winter is to do it by ship. The new terminal floats off the coast. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.